We've rotated it upright, courtesy of the PowerPoint spin function. I apologize for the inversion of the subunit labels, but if you're going to do molecular modeling, you often have to think upside down anyway. I'll show you the angle of rotation later. For now, I just want you to see that of the two upright pillars, to continue our architectural analogy, the one on the right is anterior, exactly as we just saw in the H3-H4 tetramer. So that geometry is repeated here. The green H2A-C subunit, as I've mentioned previously, is the most anterior point of the histone octamer in this frontal view. Although I can't go through a complete consideration of the hydrophobic and ionic bonds which stabilize this structure, as we did for the H3-H4 tetramer, I just want to show you the pocket at the apex of the pyramid to emphasize its similarity to the cognate part of the H3-H4 tetramer.